undetectable by our brains. So human minds, we have some very special reason. We've been given access to some of the great principles of design of the universe itself. These principles to qualify as a generalized principle in science must have no exceptions. And that means no exceptions means eternal. Our brain deals with the temporal, our minds deal with the eternal. That we have that capability means we must be designed to be here for something very important. But we were also designed, at least, born always naked, absolutely inexperienced, for no knowledge, absolutely ignorant, but given thirst and hunger and curiosity, procreative urge to drive us to make experiments, to take initiative, to learn only by trial and error. We've been here all this time learning by trial and error, and I find we now come to the most extraordinary kind of an era where power structures come into being. People who are stronger physically are able to overwhelm others. And they said, you must make no mistakes. You're out of rules. And if you make mistakes, you're going to punish them. Which takes away from humanity the right to learn by trial and error. Anyway, they also then come to the point where they say, we are supreme and we are infallible and to get to the point where we have power structures. The most important mistake we've ever made was to assume that the power structure was God instead of real God. Not by real God, I don't mean a person, but I mean the great intellectual integrity governing all the great designing. We didn't design humans, we didn't design planet Earth. Whether humans can mess up humans.